So, good morning. So today I'm going to present on chronic kidney disease and multimorbidity using a snapshot of data from our hospitalization data in New Mexico. But before I jump on that topic, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background about New Mexico. I know we heard a lot about it this morning in the plenary about our opioid overdose deaths and our alcohol attributable deaths. Our state slogan is the land of enchantment, and we do have 300 plus days of sunshine a year, which is great. We are a culturally diverse state, so with a population of just over 2 million, 46% identify as Hispanic, 39% identify as non-Hispanic white, 10% of American Indian descent, 2.5% African American, and around 2% Asian American. So we are a minority-majority state. We're primarily pretty rural. We have four large cities, Albuquerque, which is our largest city, located centrally in the state, Santa Fe in the north, Las Cruces in the south, and Farmington in the northwest. 20% of our state live below the poverty rate, and about 19% are medically uninsured. So chronic kidney disease. So we wanted to look at chronic kidney disease and its relationship with other chronic diseases. Chronic kidney disease, kind of a spectrum disease with stages of severity, stages 1 through stage 5. And a stage is determined by two factors. The first factor is a patient's glomerular filtration rate, which is a measure of kidney function. So individuals that have low GFR are more at risk for chronic kidney disease. And the second factor is the albuminuria. So individuals that have more albuminuria are more likely or at higher risk for chronic kidney disease. And that's a measure of the kidney damage. And why are we interested in chronic kidney disease? So kidney disease is one of the top 10 diseases leading to death. In 2013, it was number 9. Heart disease was number 1. And the CDC estimates that about 10% of adults, or around 20 million adults in the U.S., have chronic kidney disease of varying levels of severity. And we know that chronic kidney disease is associated with other diseases. CDC estimates that 1 in 3 adults who suffer from kidney disease also suffer from diabetes. And about 1 in 5 adults with kidney disease also suffer from hypertension. So we know that there is a relationship between all of these diseases and multiple individuals who suffer from multiple chronic kidney diseases or chronic diseases are referred to as suffering from multimorbidity. And individuals who suffer from multimorbidity usually have numerous adverse health effects, increased healthcare needs, and higher healthcare costs, which is really important. And one of the other risk factors for kidney disease is age. So with our baby boomers and that generation aging, multimorbidity will become a very pressing issue. So what does chronic kidney disease look like in New Mexico? So using our 2014 hospitalization data, we had just over 28,000 hospitalizations for chronic kidney disease, which was about 14.5% of all of our hospitalizations. And this represented a 6% increase from 2013 numbers. The largest group was those who were 65 years and older, which isn't too surprising. But of those hospitalizations and those patients, only 5.7% suffered solely from kidney disease. 70% actually suffered from 4 or more chronic conditions. So we wanted to look at what the most prevalent dyads were among the patients, and we see that among 19 to 49-year-olds, hypertension and anemia were the most prevalent dyads, and the older age groups, it was hypertension and diabetes. So if we look at it a little bit further, looking at demographics, we see that males had a higher rate of chronic kidney disease compared to females at 98.8 versus 79.4 hospitalizations. These are all age-adjusted rates. And looking at race and ethnicity, we see that African Americans had the highest age-adjusted rate, followed by American Indians. And these rates are considerably higher than the next three race and ethnic groups. When we looked at chronic kidney disease and diabetes, we see that once again, the two groups with the highest age-adjusted rates were American Indians and African Americans. And about 45% of patients that had chronic kidney disease also had diabetes. And then looking at chronic kidney disease and hypertension, about 70% of patients with chronic kidney disease also had hypertension. And we see that the same two groups had the highest age-adjusted rates in New Mexico, and it was almost double the rates for those who identified as Hispanic, non-Hispanic, white, or Asian Pacific Islander. So in summary, one of the goals of Healthy People 2020 is to reduce the number of new cases of chronic kidney disease and its complications, disability, death, and especially its economic costs in relation to healthcare costs. We saw about 28,000 hospitalizations due to chronic kidney disease, and this was an increase from 2013. The patients were primarily 65 years and older. African Americans and American Indians were at the greatest risk for chronic kidney disease, as well as chronic kidney disease and diabetes, and chronic kidney disease and hypertension. They had a lot of multiple readmissions with chronic kidney disease, so that's kind of putting a burden on our healthcare system. And usually CKD was not the primary diagnosis in many of these hospitalizations, so it's just a recurrent chronic disease. And that's it. Any questions?
Hi, Jeff Engel from CSTE. Did you look at people who might have had both diabetes and hypertension as coexisting comorbidities?
And not having chronic kidney disease?
And no, with chronic kidney
all
disease.
Three.
Yes.
So I did not, but I probably should have looked at them as a third group.
That's all right. And then the other is the old cart and horse story on hypertension. Do you know how many actually had primary hypertension first, leading to chronic kidney disease? Because, you know, chronic kidney disease can also cause secondary hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
So I was just looking at it as a purely hospitalization, individual hospitalization, so I don't know too much.
Right.
If they
so,
would have had it. What came first? I wouldn't be able to identify.
So the last is a little telemarketing. At CSTE is working with CDC on Project 618, and one of the projects is the efficacy and of treatment, of recognition and treatment of hypertension. So this would be a really good example where you could look upstream and prevent. I know that wasn't your project, but I just had to put that plug in. Thanks.
I just wanted to ask about how you calculated multiple chronic conditions from hospitalization data and whether that would be underestimated because it might not be listed related to a hospitalization. Is that correct in how you looked at it?
We collect up to 18 diagnosis codes per hospitalization or per event. So I was looking through all 18 codes for any of those chronic conditions, any diagnosis codes that would indicate a chronic condition.
But there's like 20-some different chronic conditions, right? Mm-hmm. So it might not be related to that hospitalization.
It could definitely be an underestimated.
Okay.
We're kind of also at the will of the doctors and coders if they put it on there or not.